Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Eric Quorum, founder of AIM7. Welcome back to The Blueprint, where we distill cutting-edge science, leadership, and life skills into simple tactics optimized for your busy lifestyle and goals. Today, I want to talk to you about something that I think a lot of people are getting wrong because they're getting misled, and that is HRV, and specifically big spikes in HRV and what that means. Now, heart rate variability is a measure of the variability in time between heartbeats. So if you were to look at like an EKG, you kind of see the beep, the big spike, beep, the big spike. That's depolarization of the left ventricle contracting. And what you're looking at is the time between these depolarization events in milliseconds. And what controls this is the autonomic nervous system. So when you look at heart rate variability, that's what you're literally looking at. It's a snapshot of the autonomic nervous system, which reflects the body's ability to respond to various physiological and environmental stimulus. It really kind of gives you an idea how much stress the body is under. And it's really important not just to look at one HRV reading in isolation, but to look at mean or average heart rate variability over time. And so there's two parts to the autonomic nervous system we can quickly discuss. The first is the sympathetic nervous system. That's like the gas pedal. That's like the go system. It helps get your body geared up for stressful events, or really just kind of keeps you activated during the day. And then you have this parasympathetic nervous system where you want to really spend more of your time, especially at night. You want to shift into this parasympathetic mode. When you're not exercising or doing difficult work, it's good to shift into this parasympathetic mode. You don't want to be stuck in a sympathetic dominant state all the time relative to what your norm is, which is really important to remember, because that means your body's like chronically in a stress state. And over time, that can wreak havoc on your physical and mental well-being. Research does suggest that high HRV is generally associated with good cardiovascular health, improved survival rates in certain patient populations, better overall health conditions, and it's, you know, should be increasing over time with proper exercise and mental fitness interventions. And it's good to see this kind of increased steady trend for most people. Most people, I would say, need to see an increase in HRV. Now, there are some folks, these outliers that are like elite endurance athletes or just naturally have HRVs above 100. And, you know, maybe they don't need to see a big increase. Here's what I want to address today. Big spikes in HRV. Now, if you wear some of these devices, when you have a big spike, it's like, oh yeah, today your body's like ready to do a ton of work. And I want to give you a reason why that's not good all the time and when it could be good. So back in March, it was spring break for our kids and we went on a short weekend. It was like a 4 or 5 day trip to the outside of Austin, Texas, to this ranch with my brother and sister. And it was just beautiful. I saw a 30% increase in HRV almost immediately. I was unplugged. I was relaxed. This is an example of when a spike in HRV is good. Conversely, I just got off a 10-day road trip where I was at the US Open for pickleball. That was absolutely amazing, but I was working a lot. I was up at 6 a.m. leaving the house around 6:45 in the morning. And I was at this facility for 12 to 14 hours a day and did it over and over and over again for 7 days. Landed in Texas, in Houston, drove to Dallas, did a tournament activation and got back. My HRV on two of those days spiked almost 50%. And one of those days I woke up and I felt like I could barely move. I was so exhausted. My body was putting on the brake. It was telling me to slow down. It was shifting itself into a, you need to rest and digest state. Now, if you looked at the wearables were telling me, Eric, life is great. Go crush it. That would be bad advice to take. So what do you do when you have one of these parasympathetic shifts like this, like a big spike in HRV? Well, one of the reasons in the AIM7 app we ask people how they feel is because how you feel provides greater context to what's actually going on with the objective data. But let's say you just have to keep pushing for work. And there are seasons in life, like I just went through, where you have to just keep going. Here's what I do. I get a lot of sunlight. I get outside and I try to move. I try to do short intermittent bursts of exercise. Just to be honest, I will increase my caffeine intake a little bit. Nothing that's dangerous. But if I need to take short little naps, I'll do like a 15-minute nap with a little bit of caffeine so I can boost my cognitive performance. And I use this as like a time to go, okay, Eric, you're really going to have to slow down soon. And then it's a great way for me to know like my body is telling me to chill out. I couldn't think of a time when a drop in HRV, like a significant drop, is good. Typically, that means you're getting sick, you're overly stressed. But these spikes are also an indicator of overtraining, overdoing it, and your body saying it's time to get a break. And so this was something that just happened to me recently. And I was like, I need to tell people about this because I think you're just getting misled. It's laziness on part of some of these companies to not dig a little bit deeper and to be very cautious about how they're pushing you when you have spikes in HRV. And I want you to be aware of this. So the next time you have a spike like this, make a note. What's going on in your life right now? Is this a good spike because you went on vacation? Or that you are in a period with less stress? Or is this a big spike because you're exhausted? I hope this was some added value to you. This is just kind of a hot take for me, getting off the road, noticing something in my life that was going on. If you've ever experienced this, I'd love for you to share this on social media and at me on this, and we can have a conversation about it. And if you found this valuable, make sure to follow us so that you never miss another episode. Until next time, stay curious, stay consistent, and keep pursuing excellence.